and new media and communications minister Paul Goldsmith says he'll be looking at how the government can level the playing field between traditional media providers and streaming platforms. Mr. Goldsmith has replaced Melissa Lee, who was stripped of that portfolio this week after coming under pressure in the wake of huge job losses in the industry. A few minutes ago, I spoke with the new minister and began by asking him what he considers the main challenges facing the media industry.
The old models, the old ways, relying on advertising revenue, has obviously come under pressure. The way that people get their information has changed dramatically in the last decade, and that, of course, has led to a big change of how revenues flow, and so that requires change.
What do you make of the work of your predecessor, Melissa Lee?
Oh, well, she did her very best, and I'm obviously not going to be disparaging about that. Prime Minister's asked me to do the job, and I'm going to do it the best I can.
She was obviously criticised for how she handled, particularly around the News Hub closure. What might you have done differently?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about that. I'm just going to do the best I can, which is identify the challenges that we've got and plot a path forward. And, recognising that all around the world, the various elements of the media, some are struggling, and, some real challenges out there. So part of the solution is to try and level the playing field as best we can between what you might describe as traditional providers and the streamers, recognising that people's behaviours have changed, and so there has to be adaptation as well.
And so in identifying some of those issues, I mean, is there a healthy-looking handover note from Melissa Lee to help you get started in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, a lot of good work has been done. And, obviously, as a new minister coming in, I'll spend a bit of time talking to, the key players and form my own opinions as well. And so it will take a little bit of time, but I'm conscious of the fact that there's some urgency in some matters that we've got to deal with.
Do you think this is an industry in crisis?
Look, I would say it's, there are areas where there's real pressure, and people are doing their best to adapt, but you've got some real challenges naturally with the massive power that the big streaming companies have and the impact that that's having on revenue. And like I say, people have to adapt, and from a government point of view, we've got to do what we can to try and level the playing field as best we can.
So could that include legislating so that Facebook and Google, these big online platforms, have to pay New Zealand media companies as they do in Australia?
Well, I mean, that's obviously something that some countries have done, and obviously it's the sort of thing that we'd be looking at.
Public interest journalism fund, is that another thing that you could bring back? Is that something that in hindsight was fairly helpful to the media?
I'm not going to run through a list of hard statements, on the second day of the portfolio, but, there are a range of issues you've got to work your way through. I'm going to do that in as timely fashion as I can.
Now, I understand Melissa Lee had done quite a bit of work on some plans that she intended to show Cabinet around, how to help save the industry. Have you seen those plans and will you be tweaking and that sort of thing?
I'm not going to talk about the sort of cabinet process, but yes, obviously work has been done, and obviously I'll be building on that work.
And there was a suggestion that maybe those plans hadn't been approved or shown to Winston Peters. Will that be something that you'll be making sure you do in future?
The coalition's working very well at the moment, and we're going to do our bit, and I'm going to sort of carry on in that vein. We've got a lot of work to do as a country, a lot of fundamentally is around the economy and restoring law and order and all these things, I feel like we're making good progress, and I've got no doubt that we'll have a good constructive conversation across the all the coalition parties.
That was the new Media and Communications Minister Paul Goldsmith there.